This week at Macy's, get them all set for back to school with 25% off active gear to add to the rotation and 30% off cool and casual styles from Epic Threads. And check out our big home sale with 10 to 50% off everything you need to refresh your space. Plus, Star Rewards members earn rewards even faster now during Macy's Star Money Bonus Days. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice, more than ever, the voice of the Christian resistance. On this August 8th, 2022. And tonight we have a whole lot to bring you, and we're going to get right to it. Our producer tonight is Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And we have with us out there none other than Pastor Joe Larson.
Bible-believing, flag-waving, gun-owning, Constitution-loving patriot, and I'm glad to be here. We're going to go to war, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Joe, today America suffered a shameful, treasonous raid on the home of America's legitimate president, the legitimate president of this United States of America. Under the orders of the Chinese puppet, Obama Biden, and the dirtiest, I mean the dirtiest and the most corrupt attorney general in the history of America, his treasonous head of the Jack Booth thugs, called the FBI, well, I'd be speaking of Merrick Garland and Chris Wray, to commit a treasonous act against the family of the legitimate president of the United States and treason against the vast majority of the citizens of this Republic of America. These traitors have broken every article of the Constitution, have betrayed God, country, and they betrayed their own families, too. I'm sure that most of them, the family members of these people today, many, have to look away in disgust and shame. But Joe, let me ask you a question here tonight. We talked about legitimate and illegitimate. If I was to say to you, Joe, that Joe Biden, is a bastard president, if I was to say to you that Nancy Pelosi, Merrick Garland, Chris Wray, Adam Schiff, Chucky Schumer, if I were to tell you that these were all sinful, lost bastards, what do you think? Do you think that would raise a big fuss? Even on this station, this network that we're on?
Yeah, it'd make a big kerfluffle because, again, the majority of people in this country have very little knowledge of Scripture, do not understand the gospel, the Bible, and they would not understand that this was very biblical, what you just said. They are sinful, lost bastards, and that's according to Scripture.
Well, according to Scripture, now, and again, I would say that there's many of so-called pastors out there, and I mean so-called pastors who don't really have a real Bible. They're reading from the New Age versions, that, and they
right.
don't really
well,
have
they
the have the Bible remember. Versions, and they really don't know what Scripture has to say.
Amen.
And so, because of that,
done that
yeah,
survey where 49% of several thousand that were interviewed didn't believe in two or more of the five basic tenets of the Christian faith, so you don't really have a lot of...
Well, there's a lot of them out there that read from the NIV, which is, you know, they've taken and they've... And as we go through the Bible study this week, we'll see just, in many cases, how they've taken from the Word of God or added to it. As far as the NIV goes, they've taken away 265,000 words out of the Bible, but anyhow, so if you were to say, well, how would you justify that statement? I would say, let's go to Hebrews chapter 1, and in Hebrews chapter 1, Joe, read me verses 1 through 3.
God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
All right, so we see this. We see a couple things. One, Joan, at the time that this was written in the Old Testament and the New, we had foretellers. Prophets were known as foretellers, Joe. Today we don't have foretellers. Today we have forth tellers. And this is what he's telling you, that in the past, when the Lord spoke to these foretellers, he spoke to them through a lot of things. With Jacob, it was a dream. He spoke to Abraham and Moses face to face, but he spoke to Moses also at first out of a burning bush.
Right.
And he spoke to Balaam out of a jackass. Then also he spoke to the people, if you would, through Psalms and Proverbs. But
and others through the angel of the Lord.
Right. But today, he says that the prophecy that we have as forth-tellers, as we are speaking, the prophecy that we give is the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the Bible, God's word. So we're not talking about just the letters that are in red, because the entire Bible from cover to cover, and I'm talking about the King James Bible, is the inspired word of God. It's the word of God. And so, and it refers to itself throughout. Now, here, after saying that, when I say, by what authority, because if I say what I just said, that if I were to say that Joe Biden is a bastard president, and Nancy Pelosi and Merrick Garland and Chris Ray and Adam Schiff and Chuckie Schumer, that these people are very, very sinful and corrupt bastards, well, that would say, well, oh, I mean, there are people out there that, you know, when I've said this already, they got their hand over their mouth, and their eyes are big because of, like you said, biblical illiteracy. So let's go over to Hebrews chapter 12, and I want you, in Hebrews chapter 12, to read me verses 7 and 8.
Hey, gotcha. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons.
So we have watched this corrupt deep state. We have watched this corrupt Joe Biden commit treason, but he's not in prison. We've seen Hillary Clinton. We know that she's behind the murder. We know that Hillary Clinton is behind the murder of maybe as many as 100 people. But we see, but she's not in prison. We see Chris Ray and Merrick Garland, corrupt, I mean, dirty cops, really, really dirty cops, how they're protecting Hillary. They're protecting her with everything they have. Why? Well, because, you know, Hillary's not so dumb. She's got enough on those two. She's got enough on those two to put them away forever. So
when they first went, well, you and I did this on the radio. When they first went into the office, one of the first things that they did is President and Mrs. President was to go through and secure different FBI files on everybody and got the goods on all these people with their affairs and their illegitimate children and their hidden sodomite tendencies or theft or whatever it is. And basically, they use that to keep everybody quiet.
Absolutely. And so, today, I wanted to say this before we go much farther. My advice right now, Joe, I used to have a number of friends in the FBI. Unfortunately, most of them have passed away. But they were honorable, Joe. They were honorable people. They were not ashamed. They could look you in the eye and say, you know what? I've done all I could, and we've stood up against criminals, and we stood against the godless Antichrist communism, and we upheld the oath we took to the Constitution. These were honorable men and women. In fact, Joe, I did three radio programs with agents sitting right in the studio with me, okay? And they were honorable people in those days. But today, Joe, it's not the case. And today, the FBI, they're simply a thuggery. They're a branch of a very corrupt branch of the Democratic Communist Party Collective. They've become the very communists they used to fight.
Exactly, but that also, doesn't that bring about a full-blown constitutional crisis?
But my advice to them, Joe, would be that any FBI agent out there listening to me tonight that may still have any honor, any decency, any integrity, in order to retain such, you must resign. And before you do that, you need to blow the whistle on all of those above you. You need to do the right thing. They're hurting your country. They're hurting the country that you took an oath to defend. And so ask yourself this. When you look in the mirror, do you see a person there of honor? Do you see a person of integrity? Do you see a person who does what they say and says what they do? Do you see a person that your Lord would say, well done, my good and faithful servant? Or do you see someone who just turns their head, looks the other way, and goes ahead whoring themselves, being no more than a whore for a corrupt system? You need to ask yourself that question. Can you live with who you are? And again, if I were you out there, I would leave that corrupt agency and blow a whistle on all those above you that you know to be corrupt, committing violations against our Constitution and against the American people. There you go. I had to say it.
Couldn't we add to that anybody in the Justice Department, anybody in certain other branches of the government who sees what's going on, the deep state in their branch, whether it's Department of Education, IRS, State Department. I think it's time for anyone out there who is an American patriot to say, hey, this is a constitutional crisis. We're becoming basically a banana republic. We're in the middle of a communist revolution. They are trying to take over and totally destroy our constitutional republic and turn us into a constitution or a communist democracy. I'd like to see half of the government resign in protest, if there are that many decent people in Washington.
most of those that run the school boards in this country that, and Merrick Garland should be in prison. He will never find anyone to prosecute that is as corrupt as he is. He will never find anyone to prosecute that is as corrupt as he is. Not worthy to tie the shoes of Donald Trump. Donald Trump's integrity, Merrick Garland is not worthy even to tie his shoes. Because Donald Trump is a man, well, he's not perfect like any of us. But one thing, he did what he said and said what he did. He was a man and is a man who stood up and fought for the best interest of his country.
Right. As best he knew how. He's a patriot who wanted, he believed what was good for everyone in America was good for America. Not just, you know, what is good for the few rich elite, which is what's happening. You know, we're being controlled by a few elites who think they know how to run our lives better than we do, and they know more than we do, and they should be in charge of all the decisions. Donald Trump believed in freedom. He believed in the American people and believed in the concept of our own self-government.
Absolutely. I want to show you something here, Joe, and you'll see where, well, we know this came right from the pit of hell itself, and as we go, we see that the betrayers, those that have betrayed, we start out with the very first betrayal, and that was when Satan betrayed God. And then we see how Judas betrayed Jesus, and then Cain betrayed Abel, Saul betrayed David, Ahithophel betrayed David, Delilah betrayed Samson, and on throughout the Bible. And all of those betrayers, and I'm talking to you folks in the so-called Justice Department, you listen to me. You listen to me, okay? God dealt with these betrayers. He dealt with them, and don't laugh. This is not something for you to laugh at. You better pay close attention. God is. And so, you saw how God dealt with every one of them, huh?
And so, Satan, starting right there at the top, Satan was what? Thrown out of heaven. Adam and Eve were thrown out of the garden. Cain was chased off. Judas had hung himself. Saul ended up badly, and Korah dead. The ending of these people was not something you would want for yourself or anyone you cared about.
Wasn't good, was it? No.
Wasn't good.
I want to take you to the words here, and this is the words of Vladimir Lenin. And he says this: it is necessary immediately for all legal communist parties to form illegal organizations for the purpose of systematically carrying out illegal work. Joe, listen to this. This is where Nancy Pelosi, this is their book. This is their manual. This is Joe Biden. Okay, Joe is owned by China. He's owned by China. He has to do what China, and he's willing to sell all of America out for China. He goes this, it says, it is necessary immediately for all legal communist parties to form illegal organizations for the purpose of systematically carrying out illegal work and fully preparing for the moment when the bourgeoisie, today that they refer to us, the Republicans are patriots, resorts to persecution. Illegal work is particularly necessary in the Army, the Navy, and the police. Boy, have they done that in this country, huh?
Whoa, boy, yeah.
Let me keep reading here. Now, listen to this. This is, again, Vladimir Lenin. And this is on Organization, page 95 of his book. A working-class agitator who in any way shows talent, promise, should not work 11 hours a day in a factory. We should see to it that he lives on the funds of the party, that he is able, in good time, to adopt legal or illegal manner of existence, that he has the opportunity of changing his fear of activities. Otherwise, he will not gain experience. He will not broaden his outlook. He will not be able to hold out for most several years in the struggle against the police. Does that sound like Antifa and Black Lives Matter?
It sure does.
Okay. There you go.
And along with that, long ago, you and I both were doing this back January 10th, 1963. The current goals of communism in America, the goals of how they were going to create a communist state, were published in the Congressional Record, and the information came from Cleon Skousen, Dr. Cleon Skousen, who is the FBI's leading expert on communism back when they were, like you said, when they were fighting it. And you and I have sent these out, talked about them. There are 45 goals. And I think almost today, almost every goal listed has been accomplished.
He goes on to say,
that you and I have gone through, I can't think of one that is not pretty much fulfilled.
Lenin goes on to say, it is not enough to take sides in the questions of political slogans. We must take sides also in the question of an armed uprising. Remember what Obama said, that he was going to have his civilian army? They just ordered, right, what, a 500,000 firearms for the IRS. And how many more? 87,000 new IRS agents. Okay.
It makes it the biggest agency in the federal government.
Yep. Think to go against, that. And we have what, 20,000 or 19,000 down there on our border, trying to keep, stop the war, the invasion by foreign countries on our border down here.
Thousands of people. Well, actually, it's millions of people now. I guess it's like a couple million. But think about it. They also have, like, what, 5 million rounds of ammo, and they ordered how many? I can't remember the number, but a tremendous number of guns. What does a FBI, or not an FBI, IRS agent looking through taxes and receipts need that kind of arms and ammunition for? Ask yourself that question, listeners. What do they need, you know, hundreds of thousands of guns and millions, 5 million rounds of ammunition, including assault rifles? What does a pencil pusher that basically is a bookkeeper doing audits need with that kind of weaponry?
Okay, so he goes on to say, it is not enough to take sides in the questions of political slogans. We must take sides also in the questions of an armed uprising. Those who are opposed to armed uprising, those who do not prepare for it, must be ruthlessly cast out of the ranks of the supporters of the revolution and sent back to the ranks of the enemies. If the traitors are cowards, for the day is approaching when the force of the events and the conditions of the struggle will compel us to separate enemies from friends according to this principle. And so this is what the whole point, the Democrats, and I, you know, when I talk about this today, and I know there are Democrats out there who say, hey, listen, wait a minute now. I'm against this too. I'm not for what they did. I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, if you're a Democrat, unless you come out of there, you're just as responsible as the FBI. And so,
well,
anyhow.
They made it clear what side they're on. They're on the Antichrist side. There is no way you can be a real born-again believer and be a member of the Democrat Party with the lies, the deceit, the pro-sodomy, the pro-death, all the things that they stand for are all anti-Christ. This is the time where we all have to draw a line in the sand and say, I'm on the side of righteousness, of right and wrong and righteousness, and I will fight evil. If we don't, evil is going to prevail.
Now, tomorrow, I wanted to say this. Tomorrow, Joe, at the Jug County Tea Party, that'll be taking place tomorrow at 6:30 in Chesterland, Ohio, on Cedar Road, one quarter mile west of Route 306 on the Metzenbaum Center. That's the Metzenbaum Center tomorrow night. Now, Neil Peterson, who is a candidate, an independent candidate, for governor of Ohio. Neil Peterson is a candidate, and he's an ordained minister, pastor, and he is a governor that will be in the exact mode, just like Governor DeSantis of Florida. And again, if you like Governor DeSantis of Florida, you'll love Neil Peterson. Now, they're trying to stop him. The rhinos are doing it. The rhinos are doing all that they can to stop him. They do not want him in because he's for real. And he's running as an independent. And so that's 6:30 tomorrow at the Jug County Tea Party meeting. Now, we're going to be...
You're upsetting the Republican Party there in Ohio, but you're going for the...
Well, most of the Republicans were not. The vast majority of them believe that. We have Jim Jordan, and we got some very good Republicans here. And in fact, we did very well in this past primary here. But the rhinos that managed to weasel their way up to the top, you know,
right.
Anyhow.
That's the point I was making.
They
call themselves Republican, but it's a name only. They're really a moderate Democrat in disguise, and many of these people got supported by Democrat money and Democrat people.
Okay, Joe, yeah. I'm going to have to step away from the mic for a few minutes, and so what I'm going to do is we're going to go to a song. Listen to this song very well, folks, and then if I don't get back in time, we're going to open the phone lines. I think we owe it to the people tonight because of what's happened today. I think we owe it to our listeners tonight to open the phone lines early. And I want to tell you, listeners, the phones are going to jam, so you can't stay on there forever, no more than 3 minutes. But we're going to open the phone lines early tonight because you deserve to have your voice heard out over this country.
The same lines that we use for Pledge Week?
Yeah.
All right.
The lines are going to be open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Okay. Go to the break, and if I don't get back in time, Joe, you have to handle the calls.
Gotcha.
Take her away.
Strange sensation has seized a nation. Man, things are suddenly peculiarly odd. Instead of thugs and thieves breaking down our doors, we now deplore the federal forfeiture squads, who have a blessing from our Congress to take a cut of everything they can steal. Here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, things have suddenly become unreal. So please, please, federal police, man, please leave my private property alone. Please, please, federal policeman, you got no jurisdiction here in my home. When you go breaking in through somebody's private front door, you do the Constitution bodily harm. So please, please, federal policeman, please leave my private property alone. They got new laws now, they're calling loan fraud. Looks like our law enforcement grew a new arm. You make misrepresentation on your loan application, you might just have to forfeit the farm. The crazy fact is, it's retroactive, which lets them loot your life historically. You may be dead in your grave, but if you did not behave, you might just forfeit up your family tree. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm. Please, please, federal policeman, sometimes I wonder just whose side are you on. When you go breaking in through somebody's private front door, you do the Constitution bodily harm. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm.
The ATF and the FBI hired the KGB, the ADL
Israel's got a list for sale.
But you're anti-Semitic if you call it a conspiracy.
Now how could they call it a conspiracy?
My widowed mama, they stole her condo on another federal seizure forfeiture spree. She made the tragic mistake of renting to some reprobate they caught with drugs inside her property. They say her condo somehow is guilty. Now have you ever heard a condo confess? Here in the land of the free and the home of the slave, it's a tangled legal web of a mess. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be stealing my poor mama's estate. Please, please, federal policeman, now this is 10 times worse than Whitewater Gate. Before you pass right on through somebody's private front door, you better check that oath of office you take. So please, please, federal policeman, don't you be stealing my poor mama's estate. Don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm. Sometimes I wonder just whose side are you on. So please, please, federal policeman, please leave my private property alone. Please, please, federal policeman, you got no jurisdiction here in my home. Please, please, federal policeman, don't you be seizing my poor daddy's farm.
I'm back. Already. Oh, was that the end of the music? I just made it back.
You're on.
I'm up. Okay, phone lines are open. Let's. Who do we have? Oh, we have our co-host. Now, what now? He may be Cliff here, but he's Joey other place. Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What I was thinking is the. About Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, how Abraham did start the negotiation saying there might be 50 righteous people. And Lot was there. He did live there. He had, and I think that's an example of a downward slope. That when the angels came there, that was like they had just drifted down south further. What do you think of that? That it wasn't as it was very depraved, but wasn't as depraved.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, the Lord knew what Abraham was going to ask him. He was well aware of that, and he knew there wasn't 10 righteous men. In fact, Lot actually was because of Abraham's righteousness, but Lot himself did try to turn the angels away, or to bring them in, to try to spare them, not knowing that they were angels. Okay, and so what do I say about? Well, I would say the society is very much alike today in America. Today, you have them pushing the public fool system, pushing what they call LGBTQ. God calls it an abominable. It's an abominable thing. It's the stench of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God is one of the old Hebrew definitions of sodomy. And you have, of course, the child sacrifice there. You've got a horrible child sacrifice here in America today. One of the reasons that these people are so afraid of Donald Trump is Trump is aware of what's going on. And they know that. And they know he's determined on exposing all of the human child trafficking. And a lot of these agencies, like the FBI and others, are involved in that. And that's why they are scared to death of Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. You know, America, you got to get ready. I know by what I'm doing here tonight, it might be the F might bring them down on me and my family. But I'd rather be dead than red, and I would rather fight to my last breath against this wicked, evil, unclean corruption. And I can tell you something else, too. When they start coming after God's people, God will take notice of it. And I'm going to tell you, He tells you expressively in his word not to touch his anointed. Don't touch his anointed. And so, but we know that his people have been martyred. And I'm willing to do what I have to do.
Yeah, you know, there's another verse. You're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, there's a verse I was looking at. I believe it's Psalm 81:15 by memory. It said, the haters of the Lord, those that hate the Lord. Now, you know, I'm trying to take another look at Psalms from the angle of people not only hating, you know, David or whoever wrote the particular psalm, but also the Lord. But it sounds like in that psalm they could be salvaged in that particular psalm.
Psalm, what psalm was that?
81. And it looks like, yeah.
Okay, let me go take a look at Psalm 81.
Yeah, it says haters of the Lord. So it's specifically saying that they hated the Lord.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's many places in Scripture where it says exactly that they hate God, and God will deal with them, with those that hate him. Let me see. Psalms 80. And let me see what particular verses we were
81.
Oh, 81, okay.
Yeah.
Sing unto the Lord, God our strength, and make a joyful noise unto God. Take a song. Okay, let me go down to where he's talking about those that hate God. What verses were those?
I think it was 15.
The haters of the Lord shall have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. Okay. Their time should have endured forever. But anyhow, here, God's making it pretty clear. There's no stuttering in what he's telling you right there, that they're going to be humbled, that those that hate God are going to be humbled. And when he's telling them, no, they should have submitted, but they didn't, okay? You know, had they submitted unto the Lord, had they repented, then they would have lived forever and, you know, through eternal life with the Lord Jesus, but they failed to do that. But there's other passages in Scripture. Well, one says that all of those that hate God love death. All of those that hate God love death. And I was looking at one of the passages that I'm trying to remember which one it was, but he tells you three times, you know, and happen when God says something three times in a row, it's got significance. And he says three times how he will deal with those that hate him, how he's going to deal with those that hate him.
Amos also brings up, you know, woe to those, right, in the book of Amos, right? That's one.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, where you know, and I think it's chapter 2 of Amos, but they're talking about how they ripped open the wombs of pregnant women. And in that case, it was territorial, so they wouldn't be able to have the land. That was their motivation in doing that. But that was one thing that the Lord wasn't going to let go, you know. So there's crimes that aren't going to be that bypassed, you know.
I hear you. Let me see. Now listen to this. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Now therefore, the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth the covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. And listen to this. He repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack of them that hateth him. He will repay them to their face. And thou shalt therefore keep thy commandments. Okay, so anyhow, In other words, he's saying that for those that hate God, it's not going to bode well for him, is it?
So it's a direct confrontation with the Lord, basically. You know, it's not going to be put downstream. It's definitely, you know, they're trying to go toe-to-toe with the Lord, basically.
They are. They're saying out there now, and what I'm trying to get across to these FBI agents out there listening, okay, those that hair, you know, you think that you're in the power, that you're in charge. You're not. You're not in charge, okay? And if I were you, because, again, at one point, the agency had honor. At one point, the agency had integrity. I have friends that if I knew, if they could see the agency today, they would roll over. I mean, in the grapes. They would be so ashamed of what Christopher Wray and those who went before him have done to the agency. I would encourage those agents out there, with anybody that has any honor and integrity and decency left, and then, but people will say, well, then, Pastor, then all you will have is the corrupt. That's what happens, and when that happens, they'll implode. That happens every time when you only have the totally corrupt, they end up imploding on themselves. They do each other in.
Well, Wray comes across as very sly. I don't have to answer questions. You know, he plays like he doesn't, you know. You know, I'm above even answering a question in any detail or whatever, you know.
And he's got that little smirk on his face.
Yeah.
That little prideful smirk, yeah.
Yeah. And a supremely arrogant person, supremely arrogant, you know. You know, there's something that, I mean, if you look at the Apostle Paul, a guy had, you know, depicted humility and, you know, about, you know, his, you know, he's just top commander and so forth. A very intelligent guy. At least he had some humility.
Yeah. You know? Well, he was humbled. Paul was humbled significantly, and he had enough integrity to realize that who this righteous one was that humbled him. So, but we have to move on. But thanks.
Okay.
All righty. Have a good night. God bless. And let's go to Jack in San Diego.
Well, things are starting to get interesting.
Yeah, they are. So
I've been listening to some of the coverage, and I was surprised that nobody figured out why they decided to pull the raid on Mar-a-Lago when Trump was in New York. They didn't want a confrontation with the Secret Service.
Well, that's true. Absolutely.
Exactly.
We'll present a problem if they decide to arrest Trump. They're going to have a problem with the Secret Service. The Secret Service is very loyal to Trump, his detail. They would probably have to pull his detail and put a new detail of Secret Service agents for Trump if they intend to arrest him, which I think this is where it's ultimately going to lead: indictment, arrest, humiliation, solitary confinement, and conviction of sedition, which by the 14th Amendment would prevent him from running for any federal office. That's where this is all leading to.
Here's where it's leading to: 100 million armed Americans. Let me ask you this. What does your freedom mean to you?
It means everything.
Are you willing to fight to the last to defend and to keep your freedom?
Well, not only that, but after what happened today, I'm pulling my support for DeSantis, and I'm fully supporting Trump. I think it's imperative we all do that, because it's bigger than just Trump now. But take a look at what's happening with the IRS. I'm going to tell you what's behind this. So they passed a bill that's doubling the size of the IRS. They're adding, another 85,000 IRS agents?
87,000.
Yes. Now, maybe, is Joe there tonight?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, Joe, maybe you can find this story. But the IRS is buying millions of rounds of ammunition
5 million. We just did a little while ago. 5 million, and there several hundred thousand weapons are being issued, including assault rifles, to pencil pushers. Auditors,
okay, so
actually.
Here's where this is leading to. This is leading for a split between the red states and the blue states. And what do you think is going to happen when the red states pull their support for the federal government? People are in the red states are going to stop paying their income tax.
And well, you know, that's already happening in some other countries right now. In fact, in Britain. In Britain, there's going to be a huge, huge boycott of tax. Revolution has begun. 75,000 Brits are going to stop paying their bills amid inflation storm.
Financial crisis coming, and we need to protect ourselves. And I want to direct you to what's happening in China. There's two provinces in China where the people cannot get their money out of the banks. And
right.
China has actually brought in tanks to keep the people under control. And what I'm saying to your listeners tonight and your listeners' relatives, there's a better place to put your assets than the banks. Don't wait for a run on the banks. It'll be too late by then. And a lot of people, Pastor Ernie, they put their money in banks that are strictly only exist in cyberspace. They don't even have a physical location. If there's a run on the banks, what are you going to do?
Well, this is why people are more and more need to. Other countries like Russia, Saudi Arabia, and that, they're going back to the gold standard. They're going back to, they're dumping the dollar. They're going to go back to the gold standard.
Well, the final thing I wanted to alert you and your listeners to is this ploy by Nancy Pelosi. I don't want people to think that what she did was something patriotic and all of a sudden she became noble. What she did was planned. You know that Pelosi and Biden and others are being blackmailed because they've been taking money from the Chinese.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Pelosi's son, what's his name? Paul. They call him Paulie. He's Hunter Biden 2.0. He's been over making deals in business with the South Koreans, with Hong Kong. He was there with Nancy. I've seen pictures of him, but they've scrubbed his name off the manifest. You won't see it on the list of the people, all these 85 people or whatever that went with her in the entourage. Paul Pelosi's name isn't there. But when one of the speakers introduced Nancy, she read the list of the top dignitaries that were with Nancy, and the last name she read was Paul Pelosi. That's her son, and he's busy doing exactly what Hunter Biden was doing during Joe Biden's vice presidency. He's up to his neck in all kinds of business deals, and he knows less than Hunter Biden, which is a hard thing to do.
Well, what I want to focus on was her trip to Taiwan. She didn't all of a sudden have some patriotic feelings for Taiwan. What she did was what I think everybody didn't really... it was like reverse psychology, and they didn't really get it. What Pelosi's job was to go over to Taiwan and gin up nationalism in China. And so it's a fait accompli that China will invade Taiwan. And
the bear, we
my
call
sources
it.
Tell me that Taiwan will be invaded by China before November 2nd elections.
Well, you know what? You know, you don't listen to every program, do you?
Well,
because we talked exactly about that last week.
Okay.
Just like they sent Kamala Harris out to Ukraine, they sent her in there to agitate Putin. They sent her in there to poke the bear to make sure that Putin does invade the Ukraine. That was the whole point there.
Well, and, you know, there's more to the story because think about this. In the last couple of weeks, we've been threatened with nuclear annihilation by North Korea, Iran, Russia, and China, and we're still not anywhere close to DEFCON 2. the Biden administration has set us up for surrender.
Yeah, exactly.
We've talked about that many times.
I've been talking about that for the longest time, and November 2nd is the time is when around when they're supposed to surrender us. That's what we've been talking about. The whole idea.
Right. So I'm just saying is that people need to protect their assets, their food supply, their money in the bank, whatever is important to you. Is being threatened today, and you need to protect it. I'm still disappointed in the militias. They've been, I don't know, absent in all this. I'm disappointed in the military, that the military hasn't taken charge. I still think that the quickest way out of this is for the military to court-martial the commander-in-chief and others and take charge of the country.
They have to start with Biden going all the way down. They've got to get rid of Austin and Milley. They betrayed us. These guys were right. Obama bootlickers. And
my opinion is that they're all subject to court-martial.
Let me tell you this. Go to J.R. Nyquist. Go to J.R. Nyquist. Go to .blog, jrnyquist.blog. Go up there on his blog, and what you were talking about November, the whole idea is that Austin and Miley are going to do everything they can between now and then to continue to weaken our military. And when this happens, China will threaten to invade, and we're going to be told we cannot win a war with China. We need to surrender. And they want to hurry this up.
Taiwan to them. Which would be bad. It would mean economic havoc throughout the world.
I think what happened today really notches things up to the reality of this situation, and it's not a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy theory. This is reality. It's actually happening. It's in your face. What are you going to do about it?
Well, we're doing everything we can. We're warning the people. We're telling the people. And I can just tell you, you know, what I've given a message out there for the FBI, what they need to do. And if they're going to keep any of their integrity at all, they've got to come out of there, come out from amongst them. The Bible says, and be you separate from them.
Well, I think if you have a relative that's in the FBI, you need to set them straight. I think we need to publish the addresses of the FBI director, the Attorney General, FBI agents. We need to start protesting at their homes.
I think you're right. Absolutely. I do. I believe you're absolutely right.
You've got to take it to them.
Be willing to do that.
You,
well,
you know that the left is winning.
Well, let me just give you this. God is on the throne. He's in complete control. He's in complete charge. And all we have to do, what we have to do is obedience to him. We've been in this situation before, okay? In fact, that's how this country got started. But starting on 9/11, we're asking people on 9/11, that's September 11, that all the churches, that's a Sunday morning, we're asking all the pastors to preach a sermon on repentance. We're asking them to fast and pray and preach a service on repentance and revival. On Sunday, 9/11, Sunday morning, we're asking all the pastors around the country, and on that day, for all of us to fast and to pray on that day, all across the country. God listens. You know, God's got the answers. We got the problems, and God always does what he says he does, what he'll do. And so if we can get people to be smart enough to be obedient to God, we can overthrow the darkness. But we're coming up to a break, so thanks for calling, Jack.
Well,
and we'll be back.
And just, you know, I want you to know that I really appreciate what you and Joe are doing, and I think you're very brave.
Thank you.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.